are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, my friends, on this rainy day in Philadelphia. It's September 25th, 2023, and we had a flooding weekend and a lot of things happening here on the East Coast. So I pray all of you are safe and your homes and your cars and your families are safe and that we recover and have beautiful sunshine for the rest of the week. Let us pray for all those who are suffering through the storms this week and ask the Lord to, for His kind mercy. But let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we offer this program up to You. We pray today that all the individuals who need to hear this program will tune in. We pray for new listeners. We pray for old listeners. We pray for listeners who are so faithful to this amazing Catholic radio apostolate. We thank You and praise You, and we entrust this program to You, our Blessed Lady. In Jesus' name, amen. So let us begin with the Serenity Prayer. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He would make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with You forever in the next. Amen. Many of you know the Serenity Prayer, and today, while just asking the Lord, what is it that You want me to share with the listeners? This came up loud and clear, and I don't think I've ever prayed this on the air. I know probably Ken Johnson has, and I pray that all of you who are listening today receive that special gift of serenity from on high today, no matter what your circumstance, that you will receive the serenity, the peace of the Lord. So what in the world is the topic for today? I do not have a guest, so it's lawn chair catechetics today. So you will never in a million years guess the topic, because it's a topic that I haven't heard about probably in 60 years. That's right. It's the topic of S-L-O-T-H, sloth. When's the last time you heard that word? Sloth. S-L-O-T-H. Now, it's now the hour for you to wake from your sleep because there is a sin lurking at your door. That's from Romans 13:11. This is so powerful. If you read the Medjugorje message that's online right now, you will see that this topic is really apropos to what we will be talking about today. So we're going to be talking about S-L-O-T-H. And I'm wondering if your children or your grandchildren know and remember this word from catechetics. It's one of the capital sins. Believe it or not, one of the capital sins. So what is it? I was asking my husband, do you know what this is? And he looked at me like, what? What is that? But it's really important to understand in light of what Our Lady is saying today, what is so scriptural. We need to understand this because all of us at some point in our lives are tied to this capital sin. First of all, sloth is a mental and spiritual laziness that can lead us into a physical laziness. Now, the spiritual writers, my friends, tell us that this sin is more dominant in our time than in any other time in history. Now, isn't this interesting? even with all of our gadgets, we don't have enough time to make the effort to grow in our spiritual life, do we? A laziness is set in. It can show up in indifference. Now, let someone else do it. How many of us say that? Oh, let someone else do it. It can show up in our not doing something as good as we can. And the sacred scripture says, he, Jesus, has done everything well. Mark 7, verse 37. Sloth can show up in being half-hearted in our attitude and getting sloppy about something. Now, sloth, some of you different parts of the city may call it sloth, but sloth of the body is where we've slowed down because of too much. We're out of balance. Wow, does this sound familiar? And now this can only be when we're really going at a snail's pace, but this is not the only way it shows itself. Sloth can be extremely deceptive and hidden. And this is what we're going to expose today. Now, one of the main ways we can spot sloth is through busyness. Oh my goodness, does this touch so many of our lives? We can spot it through our extreme busyness. And we often think of busyness as the total opposite of laziness. But sloth is busyness about the wrong things, my friends. It makes us really lazy about one thing that is necessary. Do you remember when Jesus said to Martha, 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 you're anxious and upset about many things. One thing only is required, from Luke 10, verse 41. We can be busy about many things, but neglect our spiritual life and our relationship with God. And we may see a person who's very, very active, doing great things, but they don't have time to pray. Nope, they don't even have the disciplines of the interior life. How many of us know people like that, including ourselves? I raise my hand. Many times in my spiritual journey, in my life, I've been so busy. Oh, I don't have time to pray. At a deeper level, sloth will lead us to discouragement, moodiness, and to lows that we can't even pull out. We have such a hard time getting out of the mud, don't we? Discouragement is one of the main weapons of Satan. He loves to use this weapon because he knows it'll draw us further and further away from the one who can give us encouragement, affirmation, and hope. And friends, this is because our love relationship with God is always being undermined. Sloth is very harmful, and it actually will paralyze us. Sloth has so many manifestations in our lives that we're not even aware of them. I bet you haven't even heard of this word, many of you. This hiddenness and deception are two of the reasons why it's so deadly. We need to uncover it today to move forward in our spiritual journey. Sloth leads to depression and an oppressive sorrow because we begin to live our life without God. Now, there's a lot of meaning in this, my friends, which leads to spiritual blindness and weakness. In our will, how many of us have experienced this? Because we're not making choices that require any effort. Everything about the spiritual life takes effort. It doesn't come naturally. It's not natural to be a Christian, by the way. It's not natural. And it's definitely not natural to be a saint, is it? Now, part of the personality of sloth is that it never finishes anything. Now, think about this. Is this you? It never finishes anything. It never finishes projects. It gets bored. You get tired very easily, loses interest easily because it's not motivated. We're not focused on God when this sin gets a hold of us. And one very interesting thing about sloth is that we can grow up with it. Yes, we can grow up with it. And not even realize it. It's like air pollution, right? We grow up with it. We don't even realize it. It just starts coming into our city and our lives more and more, and we just learn to live with it, right? We can start living with sloth almost like it's our friend. This is unbelievable. Sloth is so deceptive. In our culture today, my friends, we have microwaves. We don't have to go out and milk the cows. We don't have to go out and scrub the floors on our hands and knees. We have all these modern conveniences, yet we've less time than ever before to pray, right? Again, read the message of Medjugorje today, and Our Lady speaks specifically about material things in modern times. Something is out of order in our lives, and it's given tremendous room for sloth to come into our lives. Sloth is deadly because it's deceptive. It manifests itself in busyness. Busyness. How many of us are so busy? We think we're doing good. We're so busy, particularly in busyness about good things. Now, one way we can spot it is not so much through all the wonderful things we're doing, or even though what we think are necessary things in our everyday lives, but through our answers to the following questions. Are you ready? What is happening in your spiritual life? What's happening in your relationship with the Lord? Is spiritual laziness getting in? Oh, I'm too busy, too tired. I can't finish this. I can't finish my prayers. Am I skipping my prayer time? Am I cutting it short? Am I just daydreaming or reading it away, like reading real fast to get it over with? Now, we need to check ourselves closely right now. So what is happening primarily with the relationship between God and yourself? What is it? These questions will help you to spot sloth in your life, or sloth, however you want to say it. Sloth is a destroyer of love. And when it starts to undermine our relationship with God, it is going to affect our relationship with others as well. Sloth will discourage, become sloth is prayerlessness. We're not being energized by love. We're not even connecting with God, are we? And so our focus will change to negativity and fault finding. And in this day and age, gossip. Yep, gossip. Have you ever had a wonderful idea and someone said, oh, Sue, Mary, Joe, Luke, that's not going to work? Sloth discourages others from even trying. Now, we become a pessimist because it's the shortcut, right? We can sit on the sidelines and say, well, I told you it wasn't going to work. Why did you go to all that trouble? Sloth can lead us into being judgmental. It can also bring a lot of anger, rage, and discontent. In other words, you simply stop caring, and it can come about in subtle little ways. This is why I wanted to bring this up today. Subtle little ways. Sloth will convince us to settle for avoidance of sin instead of making positive steps to uproot the sin. We need to uproot the sin. Now, it can convince us that, well, I'm not doing anything to really upset the apple cart, am I? I'm not really doing anything to truly offend God. I don't have any mortal sins. But on the other hand, what am I doing to promote the relationship with the Lord, to help it to grow and to be more available? I want you to ask yourself, how does sloth show up in yourself? Now, does it show up under the guise of busyness? Or is something good? Are you the one that does it all? The cake bakes, the bingo nights, the catechetics. You're not even in the door. You're out the door. You're so busy. Busy, busy, busy. We're all busy people, aren't we? And we're all doing good things. But are we doing the best things? Have we chosen the better portion? Now, is there a balance here? Now, does sloth show up in your life through boredom? Have you stopped listening to homilies when you're at Mass? Are you easily distracted thinking, oh, I got to go grocery shopping, I have this project to finish, I have to take my child to sports? Am I giving my best effort to my work, or am I doing slipshod work? Are you too fond of resting your naps? I got to take a nap. I'm tired. This is not a rest that we need because we're tired. There's an attitude, a spirit of laziness that can be within us. And is our attitude, well, let somebody else do it. Oh, come on. Let somebody else do it. Has my love grown very lukewarm? Has my life grown lukewarm? And do I have careless attitude about certain things? Am I always procrastinating now? Now, are you the kind of person that you're late for everything? You're late for church, you're late for Mass, you're late for work, you're late for your child's recital, you're late, you know, with your bills. Hey, tardiness, my friends, is a manifestation of sloth. And I'm not talking about the exceptions, but about being late consistently. Consistently. So one of the reasons sloth is so prevalent today is that we're living in a culture of death. As Pope John Paul II said, and he said, and I'm quoting him, sloth is prevalent in a society that lacks passion for truth. If we don't have a passion for truth, we're going to look for things that will make us happy. And St. Augustine said, he who has God has everything, and he who has everything but God has nothing. So again, we're talking about sloth or sloth, depending on what part of the country you're in, S-L-O-T-H, a capital sin. So when we get spiritually lazy, all kinds of other sins are going to come in, right? All the other six capital sins start to come in. Now, St. Thomas Aquinas, one of my favorites, and St. Gregory, they actually felt that sloth was the root of many other sins. Did you know this? So when we start to shun the spiritual things and anything to do with God, and we begin to experience them as distasteful, like blessing before meals, then we will be much more open to the things of the flesh in the world. Then we can get into other sins. In other words, if we're not finding any spiritual pleasure in prayer or in the things of God, we're going to seek those pleasures somewhere else. Many people seek those pleasures in busyness and doing things for God, not leaving any time to be with God anymore, right? Not to be with God anymore. Now, I see this happening with young people, especially in catechetics. Once they make their confirmation, their parents are so excited. They're out of here. They don't have to go anymore. They don't have to learn anymore. How sad this is. How sad. Very, very sad. So it's a very dangerous sin. It will lead to disgust of spiritual things and the work of sanctification. Yep, it will lead to many things. Spiritual sloth will tempt us to omit our spiritual duties. Now, do you all remember the examination of conscience that we're supposed to do every day? We used to do on Saturday evening before going to confession or before the sacrament of reconciliation. We are supposed to make an examination of conscience. Oh, I've heard it can become so annoying. We start to skip it, don't we? And our sins, and we are no longer accounted for to God. Now, don't you see that going to the sacrament of reconciliation is getting less and less frequent? And if we go, we stay on the surface with the same old things. And there's a tendency for slothfulness, a real tendency for slothfulness. And maybe we won't totally stop our praying, But we'll give in to the temptation, won't we, to shorten our prayer by 5, 10, 15 minutes. Have you found yourself doing this? 5, 10, 15 minutes. And there's a real temptation, isn't there, when spiritual sloth enters into our lives. Because in the spiritual life, there are times of dryness. Now, we've talked about that in many of our programs. These are the desert times. And these are the times of tremendous aridity. If you read the writings of St. Teresa of Avila, you will read so much about aridity, or even St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Teresa of Avila experienced 15 to 20 years of tremendous aridity. Did you know that? I just learned that today in reading and studying and preparing for this broadcast. She experienced 15 to 20 years of tremendous aridity. She would shake her hourglass, trying to make her prayer time go faster. She would try that, but she didn't walk away. She remained faithful. She persevered. She didn't get into spiritual sloth. And when that breakthrough came, she became one of the greatest mystics that the church has ever seen. Hey, we may not have an hourglass to shake. In fact, I haven't even seen those lately. But we have watches, don't we? We have our cell phones. We can fidget. We know all sorts of ways to help the time to go faster. Reading or daydreaming, checking our social media accounts. We'll do anything. Oh, we're sitting in adoration. That should be enough. Well, let me check my social media messages, or let me check this or that. I see it all the time in church. It's just astounding to me. Sloth will show up in our attitude while we are praying. That's when it shows up. Loves to show up with a big shirt. For example, are we praying as a matter of routine because we have to? What's our motive? Do we pray in a lazy posture that's conducive to slipping off to sleep? Like, are you sitting in your bed? Are you sitting on a recliner? And oops, you accidentally fell asleep. Now, St. Ignatius says to pray in the posture that is best for you. Now, in the old days, kneeling was the best posture. Well, I can't kneel these days, but it could be very uncomfortable and a terrible distraction for another person. But if we find that we pray in a lazy posture and wake up an hour later, we need to make that change right away. Now, if we find ourselves praying half-heartedly or hurrying to get through our prayers to get them over with, oops, dinner's coming, I want to watch the news, or making resolutions that we never keep, sloth is working its way in. And sometimes when we're going through the purification times, boredom can set in. Ugh, boredom can set in. We have to be careful. We really have to be careful, my friends, that we don't give in to sloth and stop persevering in prayer. Because the tendency is to want to run. Now, we've all, including myself, become very sophisticated in our ways of running. For myself, I used to talk on the telephone all the time at work, and I had to call someone. I had to check the social media, what was happening. And then the Lord really showed, hey, you're running. You're running, and that's not the priority here. That's not the one thing necessary. We have all sorts of other things to do. Now, when spiritual sloth creeps into our lives, it will destroy our love for God. Yes, it will. You may think, oh, well, this is not too important. Yes, it is. It will rob us, first of all, of our hunger and thirst for God. Now, many times you'll hear, oh, that rosary, it's so boring. You'll hear the kids say it. Prayer can get boring. We may think, oh, I've read that scripture so many times. I don't get anything out of it. I've read that book. I've heard the saint being quoted time and time again. It's all boring. Now, why should I spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament anymore? He never says anything to me. It's boring. These can all be temptations to spiritual sloth, and it will destroy our love and our love relationship with the Lord. Now, spiritual sloth can bring about depression because we're not receiving life in peace. We're not being touched by God. It saddens the soul very deeply, and heaviness comes over us. Have you experienced this? Everything seems to be difficult. Sloth will encourage us to seek spiritual gratification, which is, it's usually seeking our own will, isn't it? And even trying to convince God that our way is the best. Now, if God doesn't do things our way, then we say, well, it's just not God's will, is it? And you tell your friend, it's just not God's will. You see, sloth can cover up truth. It can conceal. We can easily say, well, I don't think God really wanted that. But deep down, we know we didn't get close enough to him to even find out what he did, because sloth is keeping us apart. See, there seems to be a great deal of pleasure in doing our own thing these days, while doing God's will takes too much energy. I know people who prefer not to go into prayer because they're afraid they may find out what God says, and it would take an effort to do it. And it's like the concept that ignorance is bliss, right? But really, it isn't. It really isn't. St. John of the Cross, and we talked about him on many other programs. I have the book. Remember, I told you about a friend giving it to me as a birthday present years ago, and I couldn't open it until the past year. St. John of the Cross tells us that sloth will show up in our spiritual life according to where we are on the spiritual journey. Yep, it's going to show up. That's why we have to talk about it. You have to recognize it. It's very, very important. Beginners usually come into the spiritual life with a lot of consolations, right? And this is how God baits us. And when God starts to shift and take us deeper and deeper and strips away all that excess that we bring in, we can get very slothful because we don't like that. All of a sudden, prayer is so distasteful and not politically correct. It's boring. We're not receiving those warm fuzzies anymore, and the tendency is to give it up and walk away, particularly in beginners. Because beginners only want to continue what makes them feel good, right? I've been there. I'm sure many of us have been there. We may have heard people say, well, I don't go to Mass anymore. I don't really get anything out of it. Well, that, my friends, that's a beginner. Because if there's nothing in it for me, then I'm not going to do it. We have to be careful of sloth in our prayer. Because if we're going to grow in maturity, we have to grow beyond this desire for the easy way that makes us feel good. You see, if you pick up the book of St. John of the Cross and his writings, he says, God leads souls through the dark night, which purifies them for true agape love, and they get closer to the cross. And this is where most people turn around and walk away. They don't have the maturity. They don't have the energy, and they certainly don't have that love connection with God. He said that he didn't want us to go through that thicket where the thorns and suffering are in order to come into deeper union. My friends, after the break, we'll be talking more about the capital sin of sloth, S-L-O-T-H. So stay with me. We have so much more to cover.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment that has enabled us to stay on the air. No doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Ian McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done, heard every Monday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. I'm so happy to be with you today on September 25th, 2023. Tomorrow, Kathleen McCarthy will be on live from 4 to 6 p.m. And then the rest of the week, every day, Ken McCall, so many wonderful guests and broadcasters will be on the air. So be sure to tune into this radio network to capture what the Lord is saying, to keep us ready for what he wants of us. But today, we're doing armchair catechetics. I'm calling it armchair for the winter. I called it lawn chair for the summer. But it is very strong to me today that, particularly in light of Our Lady's message in Medjugorje, today, that she actually gave this message today, that we need to take a look at our material things and how we're living our lives. We're not listening to her. So one of the things that we haven't listened to, we have to dig deeper into our spiritual lives. And there is a capital sin. Look up the word capital sin, the term. One of the capital sins that you don't even hear about anymore is sloth, S-L-O-T-H. It impacts all of us. Now, sloth becomes deadly in the spiritual life because it'll try to prevent us from a union with Jesus Christ crucified, which St. John of the Cross told us, which is the most important union for all of us, because all power and wisdom comes from the cross, doesn't it? And this is where sin is totally put to death. The sin of sloth is probably the most common and deadliest sin in the church today. What? Have you heard that? Sloth is probably the most common and deadliest sin in the church today. It's so effective and deceptive. It keeps us busy, busy, busy about many, many things, but lazy, lazy, lazy about our spiritual life. Lazy about our relationship with God. Lazy about the one thing that is necessary in our life, and that is our relationship with God. Now, we're so busy doing good things that we're too busy to pray. We're too busy to have our priorities straight and way too busy to seek first the kingdom of God. We're too tired to pray. We think, oh, God will understand because I'm just so busy doing good things for him. Now, one of the deadliest things about sloth is that it can cause delay. It can delay God's timing. It really can delay God's plan for us. It can hinder others, including ourselves, from going forward. And we can be blocks to others as we're not encouraging or cheering them on. The Lord wants us to understand this delay is definitely of the enemy. But sloth is one of the dragon's heads. One time, you know, you need to understand this. It's very serious. Sloth stifles growth. It stifles new ideas, and it can undermine those who want to try new things to improve a family or community or a parish or a business. Sloth can be very divisive as it works against unity, and eventually it will draw us away from our family members and our community. I'm sure many of us have seen this. It breeds isolationism, and ultimately it weakens the whole group. I'm sure we have all seen this. This is nothing new. You see, we're all called to be victims of God's most merciful love. And so we're all driven to the cross, aren't we? More and more every day, more now than ever. And our consecration and our commitment to live Jesus and his cross will truly strengthen us from the attack of sloth. Now, Jesus' sixth word, "It is finished," from the cross, from John 19, verse 30. He's cutting right through sloth. He persevered. He stayed with it. This is intercession at its best, my friends. I have given you glory on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. John 17, verse 4. This labor of love should be very familiar to all of us. You see, sloth is one of the more hidden sins. It's tremendously deceptive and concealed. Now, we need to look at it to see where it's prevalent in our lives today, as you're listening to this program, so we can learn to come against it. Now, along with Jesus, we want to be able to say, "Oh, Father, I have finished the work that you gave me to do." Not the work that I'm choosing to do. Not all the things that I want to be running around, being busy, busy, busy. But the work that you've given me to do. You see, Jesus' main work was redemptive. It was intercession, connecting souls to God the Father. So we, my dear listeners, have been called to a glorious, holy work. Sloth is going to work together for good to try to undermine us, to stop us, or at least to delay us. If you recognize it, you can hit it in the head. And it says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who've been called according to his decree. Romans 8:28. Jesus said to us, "I have come to ignite a fire on the earth, and how I wish that blaze were ignited." Luke 12, verse 49. Now, here's our reality. We can make a choice not to accept mediocrity in our spiritual life, or to be lulled into complacency, which is the sloth. We can make choices to be true and faithful in our daily prayer life, and perseverance in developing a relationship with the Lord. You see, perseverance is key in fighting this particular sin. If you are an avid reader of the spiritual writers, and I highly encourage you to find some of the spiritual writers, they tell us that daily sacrifices of some sort will always restore vigor to our spiritual lives. Many of us know and love the little flower whose feast day is coming up, by the way. She learned this beautifully, didn't she? With her zeal, her fire, she'd start to go out. She would offer sacrifices. She referred to her little sacrifices throughout the day as straws. She said each little sacrifice was like a little straw that she would feed into the flame of God within her, and it would fan the flame. Now, think about one little straw, then another little straw, and another, until her zeal and fire for God and his people would come back. Now, feeding our spiritual lives with little spiritual sacrifices all day long, whether you know it or not, whether you're willing or not, is a great practice to come against that capital sin of sloth. Now, we've learned to take our distractions to the Lord, haven't we? We don't even struggle with distractions or try to get them out of our mind. These take a lot of energy and time away from our prayer time. So we simply turn the distraction into a prayer. Now, if we're distracted about something, we take it to the Lord and talk to him about it. Somehow he'll show us something in the distraction that he wants us to know or pray about. Now, the main thing is that we're connecting with God. Can you do that? We can make a conscious effort today to get rid of our faults. This is a purification process. It's laboring that takes place as we try to get away from sloth. It takes effort, and it can be costly to really be free of venial sins and all of our inner imperfections. We want to be total and totally in love with God. So we need to make resolutions or plans right now on how we're to combat the sinful area within us. Now, they have to be concrete. If you're making a resolution, make it concrete. We don't want to be vague. Now, one of the enemy's strategies is for us to generalize and do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Mañana, tomorrow. So act promptly tonight. We need to keep a schedule, not a detailed schedule. We need to walk right into those things, and we have a tendency to procrastinate. Our choices are so important. We don't need to be busy, busy, busy. We don't want to be fooled into complacency, and we can choose to certainly exert our will and not take the easy way out. Do you remember in the writings of St. Paul in the Sacred Scripture, he said, "You are my children, and you put me back into labor pains until Christ is formed in you." That's from Galatians 4, verse 19. He was taking on sin. He was going through the birthing process, if you didn't know it. And Paul wasn't dealing with just his own sins. He was dealing with the sins of those he was trying to shepherd so that he could come forth reborn before Jesus. Our daily commitment prayer can be sacrificial. And so I encourage you to start with short periods. Short periods. Pray for an hour. Remember, Archbishop Fulton Sheen would make a prayer time before the Blessed Sacrament, hour a day, no matter where he was. He found a chapel for adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, 1 hour a day. Well, maybe you can't do 1 hour, but maybe you can't even leave your house. Maybe you're disabled. Maybe you're at work. Your lunchtime in the car on the way to work or home from work. Perhaps in the silence of the night, you can pray. Make that examination of conscience regarding sloth. Become aware of God's deep love for you and ask for God's light to surround you so that you may see your soul as God sees it. Pray for the willingness and the grace to desire to become more like Jesus. Ask yourself, do I have an inordinate love of rest and inactivity? Do I omit or neglect any physical or spiritual duties? Do I feel sluggish of mind that prevents me from beginning tasks that I need to do? Do I have a tendency towards idleness? Do I have an oppressive sorrow that weighs me down, so I don't want to do anything? Do I fulfill my duties promptly and to the best of my ability? Do I avoid duties that are my job but are tasks that I don't really like? And do I find myself doing other things so that I don't have time to perform an unpleasant job? Do I refuse to put all my efforts into what I'm doing? For you see, sloth is rooted in a fear of commitment. If you are suffering from this capital sin, you don't really want to make an examination of conscience. You're disgusted by even this radio broadcast. As long as I can stay busy, 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 then I don't have to be committed, 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 because I'm too busy. Is this you? The root of sloth is fear of being committed to God in prayer, which connects us to God. Sloth doesn't want to commit to anything, to anyone, or to any project. It has that lazy, lazy dimension. And it doesn't want to commit to the spiritual life. No way. We need this gift. Knowledge to see things from God's point of view. And we need the grace, my friends, to finish the work God has given to us, to do whatever our vocation is. We need the grace to finish what God's given us to do on a day-to-day basis. Are you getting frustrated at trying to do this every day? Are you frustrated? Is this radio broadcast making you angry because you're busy, busy, busy? But maybe we did finish what God has given us to do. And we only know that we are in prayer with him daily. And maybe that's what he wants us to do. And daily prayer is key in all of this, isn't it? Jesus taught us to pray that, Father, give us today our daily bread. Not the bread for tomorrow, but what I need to feed me today, so that I in turn can nurture others and give it away as you see fit. It is finished. It is finished. So is sloth really hidden in your life? Is it hidden? Be honest. If you can journal, if you know how to journal, just go get a dollar store notebook tonight or a little tiny paper and pencil and write, am I too busy? Am I not finishing projects? Am I too lazy? Is my prayer life diminishing because I'm too busy? Am I really refusing to put all my effort into what I'm doing? And does this sin of sloth manifest itself in my busyness, Lord? As I attempt to hide and fill the place that only God can fill with anything but him? Am I moody today? Am I discouraged? Am I gloomy? Am I depressed? And do I have a distaste for life in general? Do I feel a voluntary disgust for spiritual things and the work of sanctification? Because all the effort and self-discipline they demand from us? And Lord, do I feel an oppressive sorrow that weighs me down? Said I really want to do anything? Is this you? Do I resent the time that my prayer and spiritual duties take up? Am I really mediocre and lazy in my prayer and spiritual habits by just doing enough to get by every day? Am I really not living up to my spiritual duties as a husband, as a wife, as a friend, as a priest, as a nun, as a widow? Am I slipping into this complacency discussed today on this radio broadcast regarding my sins, skipping my examination of conscience, avoiding the sacrament of reconciliation? And do I really, Lord, allow the silence within me to be cluttered with busyness and stray thoughts? Am I filling my prayer time with rote prayers because I'm scared of what the Lord will say? And do I become weary and flee from prayer when it seems empty, dry, and mundane? My friends, I pray in a very special way that you will understand this capital sin of sloth that we haven't heard of. I've probably 60 years. It may be called something else today, but it's one of the capital sins. You can look it up. And I pray that tonight, in a very special way, you reconnect with the Lord and actually, you know, many of us make ancestral charts of our family history. Connect the dots, you know, of the alcoholism, the drug addiction, the pornography, the laziness, the lying, the inability to connect with others and God, the inability to not finish projects. I want you to really, really work on that tonight. Because what is Catholic radio? if it's not transformative. This is not entertainment. It's about maybe touching one person with one word that perhaps a life can change. Now, today I had the opportunity to be at a Philadelphia hospital, and it was about a 40-minute drive for us leaving about 6:30 this morning. And as we were driving into Philadelphia to this hospital, we stopped at a red light, and a car was in front of us, a family SUV, and then a bus. It's very interesting, because out of the blue, cars in back of us started running the red light and running up the right side of the street, and then the left side of the street, almost smashing into another car. Couldn't wait for the light to change. Couldn't wait for people in line, in terms of traffic, to get to the next point. They would have killed someone from impatience. And I realized, as I turned to my husband, saying, what is happening to our world? That there are no laws, no rules. People will get killed, innocent people, from this impatience. And that's when I came home and realized that the topic needed to be on sloth. And one of the capital sins that we rarely hear about. And it's just very sad to me to see the lack of charity that's happening at every level, and how we need to pray for that charity in our lives and for the people who may be victims of, you know, the impatient people who don't want to abide by the law and would kill someone to run a traffic light or to get in front of someone. There are so many things that we need to pray for today. And this one struck me because generally, I guess we live a secluded life. If you're working in an urban area or the city, we're out in the suburbs. We don't see this so much, but driving in with all the congestion and the impatience and the hatred and the anger, I realized that we needed to pray for peace. So I want to have you pray with me this special prayer for peace today, the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. And I encourage you again to read the message of Our Lady of Medjugorje from today, because it's one of the most powerful messages. She's very direct. And if I had it in front of me, I would read it to you, but I think it's a challenge and it would be a tremendous grace for you to read it on your own. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is injury, let me bring forgiveness. Where there is discord, let me bring harmony. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is despair, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in forgiving that we are forgiven, and it is in dying that we're born to eternal life. Very powerful prayer of St. Francis, isn't it? One of my favorites of all time. And I was thinking of that prayer this morning with all the things that were going on around, like 100 miles an hour and busy, busy, busy with sinful, sinful, sinful. Now, here's another favorite of mine, and I'd like to end with prayer because it's from Charles de Foucauld. I did a television documentary on him about 15 years ago. It's called The Prayer of Abandonment. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I'm ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence, for you are my Father. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you and praise you for all that you're doing for our listeners and for this radio apostolate. And I thank you and praise you that there is a new studio for the radio apostolate. We thank you and praise you for the upcoming golf tournament that is a fundraiser to keep this amazing apostolate on the air, which is 50 plus years, consecutive years, not on and off the air, to really bless all those who may be just learning about this apostolate around the world. And there are people listening around the world. We pray that this apostolate is blessed beyond bounty, that nothing will come against it, excuse me, and that you, our blessed Lord, would be with us and protect us and protect Kathleen McCarthy, who said last week on the air that she had a target on her back. So we pray for Kathleen, her family, this apostolate. We pray protection. We thank you and praise you for all that you're doing. We thank you and praise you for all of our failings, our vulnerabilities. We thank you and praise you for the person who may be listening, maybe for the first time, saying, what is this radio broadcast? In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, divine intervention at its best. We love to write a tagline, divine intervention at its best. So, dear Jesus, we thank you and praise you, and we glorify your holy name, and thank you for allowing us to even share your gospel openly without reservation on this radio network. And we thank you and praise you, and we ask that you, St. Michael, bless us, defend us, and protect us. So, St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My friends, this Sunday at Malvern Retreat House, I believe it's 4 o'clock, Blessed Carlo Acutis' mother will be there under a tent. There will be the a blessing of his clothing. I believe there is a shrine that's been set up at the retreat house. I know Kathleen plans on being there. I pray that all of you can attend. It's a free event. Again, I believe it starts at 4 o'clock under the tent in the field at Malvern Retreat House. Bring your teenagers, your young adults, bring your children. Very special blessings will happen as a result of anyone who attends this very, very special day. So until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.